Folks, we are still here, kicking it live on the floor at the 2019 March edition of the New Jersey HorrorCon and Film Festival, and I am here with some repeat offenders. We've got Mark Abbott and Timothy O'Hearn, most recently known from the Theater of Terror, but we're going to be hearing about a whole bunch of new stuff today. Guys, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Welcome.
Good. Glad to be here.
I want you to verse the Crypt Keeper guy at some point. We need to get John Kassir over here versus Tim. Oh my God. Oh man, have you guys been enjoying the convention so far?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Yeah,
to say the least. I like a lot of the vendors and the stuff that I see. So
yeah, I'm so happy we got to be neighbors with Tom and Todd.
Yeah,
and it meant we were gonna get to party with you guys all week.
Oh yes, definitely.
And I've been seeing so many familiar faces from that premiere, and I'm just like, oh, I talked to you for 5 minutes. Oh, I talked to you for 10 minutes. This is our chance to do more. How's it going? So I know last time you had a lot of projects in the work, Mark. Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're kind of pushing now, what your big promotion is. And then we'll move on down the line, and Tim can tell us about some stuff that's going on.
Yeah, so the last time we spoke, I was finishing up a new horror anthology. Myself and author Stephen Van Patten, we have been working for months, and it's finally here, called Hell at the Way Station.
Nice.
And the premise really is two Brooklyn horror writers walk into a bar.
Oh, sweet.
And all hell breaks loose.
Oh, man.
And it's actually a unique kind of anthology. We're both huge horror fans.
Okay.
We have been for all our entire lives. And one of the things that you never really see in a horror anthology, it's always a group of stories, but never a wraparound story that connects everything.
Except for the one you were both in.
Yeah.
Except,
I was going to say, wait.
Well,
I've heard that before.
You did not see his face as you're looking at me talking to us, and I'm like, are you? Yeah, I'm kind of right there with him. Like, what? Well, I could have swore I just saw this, guys.
Well, let me clear that one up. I would say you normally see a wraparound story in a cinematic or television kind of thing, but you never read it.
Sure.
Okay. So what we were doing, what we wanted to do is we wanted to do this wraparound story about these two writers who are asked to come to this bar because there may be something evil brewing. And in order to get to the bottom of this situation, they have to tell the bartender horror stories. So it's five horror stories from him, five horror stories from me. And we launched it last week.
Nice.
Actually, cool. At the Way Station, where it's based at in Brooklyn.
Wow, dude.
So we did a launch last week, and so the Kindle version is out for sale.
Sweet.
And there should be a link up pretty soon for the print version.
Cool.
For that.
Well, if you need any help with a promo video of any kind, the folks at Holland Eye Network will be happy to get in on that.
Awesome.
It's something we tend to do for when we appear here and for our friends whenever we kind of cover things. It's kind of neat to throw a little bit of cinematic flair that way as well.
Okay.
So what has the response been so far? What have you been seeing? Any comments?
We've gotten a few people who've actually read it.
Okay.
To see us in person, I should say.
Nice.
How we set up the launch, we had one of the regulars do a Q&A and do a review of the book. And we've heard nothing but positive things about the book. I mean, it's only been out. The Kindle version launched at the beginning of the month.
Okay.
So we've been getting a lot of positive reviews about that one. So a lot of people really want to get that print copy because they want to be able to physically go through the book and,
nice.
And everything.
I'm glad to see that people still want to do that.
And me too, because I mean, I have a Kindle, but there's nothing like having a book
yeah.
in your hand.
Even like the smell of a new book.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the page, like the new car smell, there's a yeah. new book smell, you know?
That's yeah. like downloading a song as compared to buying a CD.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Or listening to it on vinyl.
Right.
Like, you having know, the whole vinyl cover to kind of be like, look yeah. at this, man. How much did we smoke before we sat down? The shit is coming to life. Yeah. Oh, man. Oof. So, I mean, have you talked to anybody here about it? Is there any kind of buzz going on here about the book? Or is it kind of the next phase will be touring to support it? Or?
You know, I think the next stop will be StokerCon.
Nice.
Which is the annual horror writers convention, which is happening in Grand Rapids.
Cool.
I know that on slate to read there.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to be reading a story a piece from the anthology, as well as I'm moderating quite a few panels.
Awesome.
I was asked to come and moderate.
Fun.
So I'll be moderating. Great. I'll be very active there. So the book is going to be, it's going to get a lot of press there.
Awesome.
And the foreword of the book was written by Linda Addison, who is the first African-American woman to win the Stoker Award for
nice.
Horror writing.
Wow.
So she did our foreword, and she'll be at StokerCon. So, you know,
hey,
it's going to get out there. It's really
launching. We're at the beginning of this trip. This is going to be like the way Tom and Todd are like, all right, 2 years, we're doing this.
Yeah.
We're doing the circuit.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Q&As and panels, what at your showing, Tim, was it just the showing and then a Q&A, or did you do it? Did you guys also do the panel yesterday, or was that just Tom doing the filmmaker
panel?
It was
Tom and Todd did the panel yesterday.
What happened at the at your filming? Did you guys get to answer any questions or get any feedback from the film that showed, or was it sort of just a showing and?
Yeah, they don't do any Q&As here at the, because they're literally just showing one right after another. Like, there's not even really much of a break in between.
Did you get to introduce it at all, or you just got to be there?
No, but I actually had a bunch of people come up afterwards. They obviously recognized me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what was that like?
Oh, great job, man. That was awesome. So, no.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I noticed the same thing happened at the Theater of Terror premiere, but it was happening to all you guys. I mean, tell me a little bit about this world. Like, anthology storytelling is really kind of coming back, and I think, for me, it's something that never left. Like, I always loved things like Tales from the Dark Side, and always buying, like, collections of stories, like the collected works of Poe. Like, you like having a thing that's like an entire universe in one spot. But when the stories are all different stories, like the way Theater of Terror is, and when you do other short films or the stories that you write, is there something that just feels more at home about doing it in a shorter form that you just kind of, you don't necessarily need to do all the backstory that like an epic novel would do? And why does that work so well for you guys? What do you think you like about the most about the shorter form?
I think for me, it just goes right for the throat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, we see you as a human for like a minute, and then all of a sudden you're transforming.
Then I'm a werewolf for 2 minutes.
Yeah. And executing people. I mean, my God, the intensity goes from 0 to 60 in like no time. But then there are times, especially like anytime I watch Endangered, I'm like, I could go for another half of this, you know, like another half hour, maybe another 45 minutes, just something.
I mean, and I've just gotten into writing and directing myself.
Yeah.
And for me, I have a hard time writing like a feature because I'm all about just getting right to the meat and not kind of hanging out like Jay and Silent Bob waiting for shit to happen.
Because you got to figure out what that shit is going to be, right? You're like, God, what would happen before this goes down? What about you? Is there anything about kind of containing the story in a smaller form or a smaller runtime?
To me, it's just a lot more fun. It's particularly if it right off the starting block.
Yeah.
If it can get hold of you, because you don't have to spend a whole lot of time getting people fully invested in a whole slew of, like you said, with backstory. Because I like backstory.
Yeah.
And I like long form of writing, but when it's short and to the point, or you know, it's because sometimes the idea doesn't warrant anything bigger
than
what you have to say. I mean, to to take something small and then ramble on with it sometimes, it just, I'm thinking of like what happened with Lights Out. Lights Out was a wonderful small horror short. And then someone in Hollywood thought, hey, let's make an hour and a half movie out of this. And basically it's like, well, who's going to be scared for once we already know the premise of this?
Yeah.
And then people are shocked that it failed.
Right.
Well, not too much.
And then there's an interesting other side of that. I don't know if you guys watched the movie on Netflix called Bird Box.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, did you check it out?
No,
at
I
all?
Didn't actually.
But you know, like there was a lot of buzz around. Like it was the meme factory for a month at least.
Yeah.
And I felt like they went the other way, where it was like, we have this big thing that we're never going to show you what it is, because once we do, like you said, it would just give away. There would be nothing left. But by the end of the movie, when I don't get that, even just a hint,
right?
You know, I didn't get to see the giant monster that was doing this to the whole world. Mm-hmm. Come on, what the? Why did I tune in? You know what I mean? I don't want to be. I might as well be one of those people that got killed in the first 10 minutes if that's what's going on. Because if you're telling me I stayed with these characters, I stayed with this story, I was invested in. Hopefully they get further. And the next thing you know, it's over, and I didn't even see what they were running from.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me is like, you know what? Show me something that's 15 minutes that I don't have to worry about anymore.
Right.
Like, I know who they are. I know what's going to happen, and then it happens, and holy shit, that was awesome.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. There's things that hit and miss along all areas of that spectrum, but when you guys do it well, you do it really well. And
I feel like that's why shorts, I think, are really popular right now, especially at film festivals and horror cons, because if you didn't like it,
all right.
So it was 15 minutes. I wasn't there 2 hours and walk out and go, what in the hell?
Like, it almost makes you think of what going to like Sundance and Cannes must be like, when you're like, man, all right, so-and-so's got this awesome passion project. Everyone's lined up. It's 3.5 hours long. And an hour into it, you're like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And if I stand up and leave, I'll probably lose my career. So I have to sit here and watch this shit and then tell him it was awesome afterwards. Like,
right.
You can tell him what I really think. You know what I mean? It really kind of gives you an appreciation for the world at a horror convention. Just feels so much more down to earth and real. And especially the best is when seeing guys who are really scary on screen and they're just like gentle, giant, nice people. And then people who are like, all right, I'm that guy who got killed 2 minutes in, but I wrote a whole thing and I got this whole other world going on. Like, everybody's got so many irons in the fire. It's just so much fun. Is there anything that you guys are looking forward to? I know we only have like a half hour left of today, but was there anything that you were like hoping to see that you got to see today that you really liked, or anything you want to kind of, you know, squee about or fanboy about real quick before we kind of move along? Or
I mean, the only thing,
and see, I love this.
I don't really go to cons too much to buy things because I've got too much stuff at home.
Yeah.
But I was looking for. I'm a huge Little Shop of Horrors fan.
Nice.
I've loved that story since I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I was hunting for an Audrey 2.
Oh wow.
Not just any. It was a specific Audrey 2. And as I was telling Timothy, I was like, I couldn't find this thing. I turn around, and there it was, sitting there.
Almost like in the movie, right? Hey, you remember that total eclipse of the sun that happened about a week ago?
Exactly.
Badoop.
And he's like, well, there she is. Thank you for saying that. Now I'm That's exactly what happened. It's like, I'm having a conversation. It got very dark, and then all of a sudden, there was this strange sound, and I turn around, and Timothy's like, well, there she is.
Strange sound, like from another
Isn't that
world?
What you were looking for?
Like, huh, Dadu?
Yeah, like, dude.
But that's the magic of horror conventions or any kind of convention. It's I didn't really come in here looking for anything, and it just so happened. Sometimes you walk past a table, you're like, you know what? I haven't been able to find a. And sometimes you're lucky you find it, and other times you're just like, you know.
Or sometimes it's a vendor that you didn't even think would be at a horror convention, like the guy back here with the old-time sodas and the steel
right.
cup.
And the steel cup.
And then there's one I went to, I think it was this con when we were in the smaller hotel back in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. There was somebody that had all their own homemade beef jerky, and it was like venison jerky.
Down here.
Oh, so yeah, he's here.
He's
actually still here.
The meat guy.
That's the kind of stuff where you're like, really? I think when we came to this thing last time, there was like this makeup, like a cosmetics thing, and it wasn't horror makeup and it wasn't special. It was full on like concealer and shit. And I'm like, so like anybody could come here, right? Like, it's a horror con, or just like, I don't know, someone in that movie wore concealer, so we're here. And it's just,
but maybe they took the word horror in a different context.
There. Yeah, there it is.
We're saving you from the horror show you actually are. That's a little bit of a harsh take on that, Dave. Is there anything else going on that you guys want to plug out there for the folks at large who may be stopping by tomorrow or maybe missed this show and are going to come back to the next one? I think you guys are going to be touring with Terror for a while with one time.
Tomorrow I have another short film showing that I'm in.
Okay.
Called Death House.
Nice.
Nothing to do with the feature film. Okay. This was actually shot before that was even made.
Which happens all the time in this world, right? Oh, yeah, thing we shot 10 years ago finally got finished. Oh, can I finally get my residuals then for that? Or?
And I actually got nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah,
for
nice.
That one. So,
congrats. Awesome, man. Good luck with that. And the awards is tonight, right?
Yeah.
So before the movie
in about
shows.
15 minutes.
Oh, wow. No pressure. Nothing like making you nervous right before that. Well, Tiffany Shepis is handing out the awards.
So is she?
That kind of kills a lot of the awkward anxiety. Like, all right, whether I got it or not. It's all good.
I was supposed to work with her in a couple of films in Buffalo, but she ended up pulling out for whatever reason.
It wasn't the Cesar Renato movies, was it? Like, I haven't watched any of those, but I've interviewed the director of those, and I didn't realize they have such a huge following that, like, she used to have it on her poster all the time. She's done a few things since, so I'm sure they've moved off the poster a little bit. But so we got StokerCon for Mr. Abbott. We got tomorrow's screening for Mr. O'Hearn, and then whatever else is on the horizon, guys. You're going to have to just keep checking in with us and let us know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I have a short film I wrote and directed that we're just finishing up editing probably another month.
Okay.
Called Mirror Mirror.
Nice.
It's kind of a Twilight... I can't even talk. Twilight Zone-ish.
Okay. Very cool. And would this be your writing directing debut? Kind
yes.
of? Nice. All right, man. Well, you heard it here first on the Hollow Nine. I hope. I don't know if you told anybody else about it yet, but I'll claim you heard it here first.
A couple of people.
Do they have podcasts
I'm not gonna
networks
lie.
Too? Good to know. Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. It's always a blast talking to you all.
Definitely.
I want to come to all the near premieres, so just make sure you keep us updated so we can keep the folks at home updated. And websites, anything you want people to go to follow y'all?
My website is whoisMarkLAbbott.com.
That's what I was saying earlier.
That's a great URL.
There it is.
Such a good idea.
And all of my links to my books and the short films and everything that I do are all of that's there.
Cool.
Mine's just Timothy O'Hearn on Facebook.
There you go. That's how I hang out with this guy. Until we show up and I'm like, oh, we're neighbors. This
is awesome. Wow.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to keep getting scared here at the New Jersey Horror Con. We're almost at the end of day two. It's been crazy. So just keep it tuned in here at the Hollow Nine Network. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE.com.
Listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollow9.com, where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollow9.com or at hollow9podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow 9.